cast November 10th, 2023. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Twitch, X, and Apple Podcast. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also on online radio. Check out our website, thesportscast.net, or also on X and Instagram, thesportscast1, or check out our app, The Sportscast for iOS. Week 10 NFL preview a lot. We're going through midseason, actually. Some teams had it like a week ago, but all teams will be caught up this weekend and half the season. We don't know who will be the Super Bowl champ, but a man that might know the answer to that from San Francisco, the Bay Area, they call it, Ray Sherrod. Welcome back to the Sportscast.
What's going on? First of all, I want to say happy Veterans Day coming up, and shout out to all the veterans in Santiago. It's always a pleasure to be here with you, my friend.
Happy Veterans Day Eve, indeed. Before we get into the preview, Ray, the Niners got Chase Young from the Commanders, from Aaron.
Oh, he was so mad.
Tell us. Please tell the whole story.
First of all, shout out to Jeff, because Jeff's like, well, you just won the Super Bowl. You just won the Super Bowl. And I was like, what?
Great impression, so by the way.
Thank you. Oh. And I looked at my phone, and I'm like, did the Commanders do what I think they did? Holy
shit. And not only him, Monty Sweat, too, I think. Bless you.
That's why Lynch, and congratulations, Lynch just got promoted on the job. When you lose three games in a row, you have to make moves. And that was a boss move to do that. You have to do that.
But here's the question. What does that do for your team, San Francisco 49ers?
Let's see, you got Bosa, and now he's got another monster on the other side. That's what that does. That makes quarterbacks like
in heaven, maybe.
I mean, that's look, we've never been known for a while for offense. We're a defensive team, okay? We're known for defense. Lynch, well, you know what he did when he played for the Broncos, he was defense. And defense wins championships. So we had to do that. We had to do it. And we needed we had to.
Which the Niners have been on a losing streak these past couple weeks. Ray, tell us a little bit about that. Is this just a health thing? Is it the teams you're going up against on the road? What is your explanation on that?
You know, I don't like to make excuses, because all the teams deal with injuries. This is what the sport is about. But, you know, we didn't have, CMC. We didn't have Christian. We didn't have Debo. So when you don't have those skilled players, or you have players that are hurt, it's not that great, you know. And so it messes up Purdy, man. He could always count on CMC to throw the ball and run, and he didn't have that. He didn't have that weapon. He didn't have Debo. So it happens. But I think I'd rather get these losing streaks now than get it towards the playoffs or something. You know, let's get it out. Let's get humble. Because when you win, and then you get there, and then you lose towards the end, it's not that great. And so I'd rather us, hey, let's take the losses, let's regroup, trade. That's what a trade is for. That's what you have a trade deadline, to evaluate your team and say what is going to get us over the hump to help us out. And that getting those elite, and those are elite players that we got for our defense. Man, I'm happy. I am extremely happy.
Even though they're going to Jacksonville this weekend, doesn't help the cause. Tough place to play, but we'll get to that preview later. Your Raiders, you're kind of engaged with the Raiders at a certain degree. They got rid of the coach, Josh McDaniels. They placed interim coach, and
they're playing better.
Pierce,
they're winning.
It's true.
They're winning games.
The team did change, but they did play the Giants, which is not saying much either.
You know what, man? That is absolutely true because the Giants is garbage right now. But you know what? A win is a win, baby. And just like Al Davis said, just win, baby.
Now, Victor would agree with you on the part of garbage, by the way. So he does. He's not very positive towards the Giants.
Who? Come on, like, come on, man. Like, seriously? It is what it is. They're not playing great. There's nothing to cover it up. There's nothing. And I feel sorry for the running back. He can't do it all by himself. Guy's got to step up.
Now, was this a surprise move from the Raiders owner, Mark Davis? Like, have you seen these things?
Because
he owes a lot of money to like ex-coaches, apparently.
Dude, he had that's a lot of money to fire. Me, personally,
$75 million.
I would have kept him, man. I don't want to owe that money. I'm like, you know, but if you saw his face expressions with some of the plays and you see Mark, like, he's in the box and he's got the bowl haircut. He's all, you know.
Great haircut. Oh. I mean, I think it looks good on him, to be honest. He's just coming off a big win of from one of his team, the Aces, winning the WNBA title game. So he might feel a little bit motivated. Hey, I want the Raiders to win the Super Bowl, which they're hosting the Super Bowl coming up.
Look, man, he is known. His legacy, his dad, is football. And shout out the not, you know, poo-pooing on the women's basketball team and all that, but come on, man. Come on.
We'll see what happens with the Raiders. I don't know if they regret trading Derek Carr.
And then shout out to the girl. She won on three different championships. So I just wanted to put that out there.
Hey. As you know, Ray follows the WNBA. San Francisco area will get a team in 2 years, right? I think.
Yes, and I can't wait. I love basketball too, and I'm excited. Now I'll be in the Chase Center rooting them on.
All right. Well, hopefully we'll see another champion in that city because they have a championship city.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I mean,
hello.
Hopefully.
Yeah, it's the Chase Center. Oh, yeah, it is.
You don't want to go to Oakland, right, these days?
Man, no, I don't.
All right, so we got a little bit out of our chest. What happened with, you know, Chase Young, San Francisco 49ers losing streak. Rays cleared it up. I feel calm. It's very therapeutic for me. I'm not a Niners fan, but I was a little bit worried about him. A little concerned, actually.
Purdy is a great. He's doing a good job. He's managing the game. He's good. He is good. But you know what? You're gonna have those games. You're not gonna always be perfect. I mean, look at Josh Allen. One minute he's on top, next minute, you know, he's not doing great. It just for us, it's 3 days in a row. And then also, don't forget, we had a kicker that lost the game for us, all right? We had that game won, and the kicker.
I remember that.
The kicker, okay? So I'm not fully like, oh, my God.
He missed a 40-yard field.
Yeah, my grandmother could have kicked that ball, I'm just saying. But
or maybe that kicker from the Texans could have made it, too.
Oh, God. Oh.
The running back. He could kick good balls.
Yeah. He's good. Yeah, he is.
Anyways, let's get started with Week 10 preview. Ray, are you ready?
Yeah, let's go for it, man. I'm excited. Let's go.
All right, the first game in Frankfurt was last week with the Miami versus Kansas City. This time, Indianapolis versus New England Patriots. Patriots have never won all their international games. This time is different. The Colts are a little bit with Gardner Minshew. Will the Patriots win in Frankfurt, Germany, which I think Ray has been in Germany?
My dad has been to Germany. I would have loved to went to Germany, but my dad was there. He was there. I got the Colts, man. I have no faith whatsoever in the Pats. None. I'm going with Colts. And then they just lost the Super Bowl champion today that passed away. I think Jim Ulrich or somebody.
Yes, Matt Ulrich. I believe he was 43 years old.
Very young. My heart goes out to him and his family, but I think they're going to be motivated and they're going to pounce on the Pats.
Yeah, it's going to be a big motivator this weekend in Germany. Cleveland Browns at the Ravens. This matchup is the two best defenses in the NFL, Ray. If you did not know this, the Browns, who led the NFL in fewest yards allowed, are looking to finish as the league's number one defense for the first time since about 30 years ago. The Ravens, who topped the NFL in fewest points allowed, have given up 9 touchdowns on 105 drives. Who do you got for this matchup? Browns at Ravens. Divisional matchup too, by the way.
This is going to be a good game, man. Get your popcorn ready for this game. But, dude, I'm loving some Jackson, man. This guy's on a whole nother level, and I think the Ravens are going to win.
Ray is a running quarterback type of guy. Let's go to Pittsburgh. Green Bay Packers visiting Pittsburgh. These two teams are in the midst of a ground game resurgence. In Pittsburgh, the introduction of rookie Broderick Jones at right tackle helped key a season-high 166 yards against Tennessee, while in Green Bay, a mostly healthy Aaron Jones hamstring posted season highs in carries and some yards. Who do you have in Pittsburgh? Packers are not that good. Pittsburgh are okay. Who's going to take it?
I'm going to go with the okay, and I'm going to go with the Steelers. Just don't really have love for Love. I think they got two awesome running backs with Jones and Dylan, but I think Steelers are going to pull this off.
The game of the weekend, potential NFC championship game, Niners at the Jacksonville Jaguars. Chase Young's debut. Woo! Nick Bosa and Chase Young debut together. What a weekend. The Jaguars are also on a winning streak, and they don't lose in Jacksonville, apparently. Colts can't beat them there. Can San Francisco beat Jacksonville in Jacksonville?
Yes. 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 Okay. And this don't and I'm not poo-pooing the Jacksonville Jaguars. Have an awesome team. The quarterback, though, when he sees Bosa and he sees those two bookends coming at him, he might change his shorts after the game. I'm just saying.
How many sacks will Trevor Lawrence get this weekend?
Ooh. 3.
3 sacks. That's a lot in football, by the way.
I know it is. I know it is. I'm telling you. They beefed up that defense, man. They beefed up the defense. You'll see.
The Texans. I heard Ray's a huge fan of Stroud. And, of course, DeMeco Ryans visit Cincinnati, who are in a streak. The Bengals know better than overlook Houston. This is going to be a good game, actually. Who's coming off a 470-yard, 5-touchdown performance against Tampa Bay, Ray.
Yeah.
If you have not heard,
yeah.
Houston leads the league in fewest turnovers per drive. And the Bengals are 4th in NFL in turnovers. Horse per drive. Another thing to watch. Houston is number 2 in the NFL in team pass rush win rate. This is a tough game to predict, but Ray, who do you have in Cincinnati?
You know, I heard Chase's back is not too good, but you know what? You still got Higgins and you got Boyd. You got some mixing, some going with the Bengals. Shout out to CJ. Last game, kudos. Awesome. I think this kid is going to be a superstar, but Bengals. Bengals. I believe
it's CJ Stroud. Would you put him in the rookie of the year?
Yes.
List.
Yes. Yes.
I would too.
Oh, he's playing better than all the other quarterbacks right now, folks.
Exactly. Working out. DeMeco Ryans doing fantastic in Houston. He loves Houston. He's from Houston.
Yeah.
Good luck. And Cincinnati, no good luck. Anyways, Tennessee at Tampa. The Bucs defense surrendered 470 yards against Houston. Not good. Now they'll get Will Levis this week, who threw 4 touchdowns, passes versus ATL. Who do you have in Tampa? Ray Sherrod.
Going with the Titans, man. Going with the Titans. They got something special going on. Tannehill is going to be sitting on that bench for the rest of the season.
The Ryan Tannehill era is over, apparently.
Yeah, it is, man. It is. And you know what? Hey, he did his thing. They never really got anywhere with him. And you got Henry and you got Hopkins. You know, I'm going to give the young kid a chance. Let him do his thing. And I'm going with the Titans.
Ray, Sunday will be something of a reunion for Brandon Staley and Jared Goff when the Lions visit the Chargers in that beautiful stadium, which I have not been to. Staley used to be a coach against Goff daily at practice when he was defensive coordinator for the Rams in 2020, and Goff was the Rams' starting quarterback. Who do you have at the Chargers? Which Chargers kind of have to win this game to keep their season bright. Who do you have, Lions at Chargers?
The Lions is a great team, and I'm going with the Lions. I just think the Lions got a little bit of firepower, and the Chargers, I don't know, man. I don't know. It's like they're going backwards. So
I forgot to ask you, or maybe you mentioned it. Are you believe that Staley is not the guy for the Chargers?
I'd give him another try. I'd give him another go.
Ray has mercy and grace more than Victor and Joey Bag of Donuts.
You just can't give up on people, man. You got to let them give him a chance. Give him another chance.
Yeah. Fire him in the middle of the season like the Raiders did.
No, don't do that.
Guess who's back this weekend? Kyler Murray. The Cardinals are visiting.
Man.
No. Atlanta's going to Arizona. Kyler Murray, who has not played in almost a year because he tore his ACL. Poor guy.
Yeah.
He's coming back this weekend.
Yeah.
He's going to play against Atlanta's defense, which is ranked in the top 10, by the way.
Yeah.
Will this be a nice welcome back home party for Murray, or Atlanta is going to spoil the party?
Atlanta's going to spoil the party because you got to deal. This guy's going to be rusty, man. He played football for quite a while, and he's going to be rusty. And honestly, what have the Cardinals done? What has the other players like Brown and they haven't done anything, man. They got rid of Dobbs.
Who's doing well in Minnesota, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. He did. He had me a little worried with that safety, but he came back. But I was – and this is the weird part about it is that I have Murray on my fantasy football team. And so,
me too. This week he started on my team this week, Ray.
Same. Me too. Because I lost
Cousins. My quarterbacks are on bye weeks.
I lost Cousins, and I had Dobbs. So – I'm going with Murray. I'm gonna go with Murray. I hope he does something. But I gotta be honest though, he hasn't played for a while, and I think he's just gonna be a little bit rusty.
He has weapons in that Cardinals team, by the way.
He does. But
it's Bateman.
But let's see.
I mean, he's not gonna be as rusty as Deshaun Watson. I mean, I'll give him that.
Okay, I'll give you that. Yeah.
NFC divisional rivalry, Giants at the Cowboys. Dak Prescott has won 11 straight games against the Giants after losing both contests to New York as a rookie. He has 23 touchdown passes against the Giants, the most against any team in his career. That's not good news for the Giants. It seems likely he'll get to 12 consecutive wins as the Giants will start Tommy DeVito. Daniel Jones is out for the season, Ray. What's going to happen to this game, Giants at the Cowboys?
Woo! Yeah, it's gonna be what was that guy Custer's last stand, and instead of the Indians, it's gonna be the Cowboys surrounding it, and they're just gonna eat the Giants up, man. I Cowboys all the way. Yes, Jeff, my good friend, I'm going with your Cowboys. They're gonna destroy the Giants. I have no faith in the Giants whatsoever. None.
I agree. We'll see what happens. I'm more of a Tyrod Taylor, but I think he's injured for a bit, so he can't play. All right, Seahawks quarterback Geno Smith is mired in a turnover funk with 6 interceptions, Ray, plus a pair of lost fumbles over the past 4 games. They're going to receive the Commanders, which it might be a little bit easier. Seahawks have a bounce-back opportunity against the Commanders. 28th-ranked defense, don't tell Aaron that, which is allowing 368.9 yards per game. Washington traded Chase Young, so they're a little bit lessened this weekend.
They gave up.
What's going to happen in Seattle? Look,
when you're giving away players like that, you have pretty much, you know what? You said this season is a wash. Who want these guys? Because I don't want them. Man, Seahawks are going to be destroy the Commanders.
That easy. I think the Josh Harris group, Magic Johnson, made that decision, I imagine.
Hey, you know, get your picks, build for the future. Nothing wrong with that. You got to do it.
The Jets, who are 4-4, visit the Las Vegas Raiders. Raiders had a huge bounce last week. They had 8 sacks under interim coach Antonio Pierce. In Las Vegas, Jets visit. What's going to happen there?
Raiders, man. Raiders are feeling themselves right now, man. They're running all over the Vegas Strip. They're in the casinos, man. They're everywhere. They are happy. Sorry, but no. Jets. Raiders.
Well, there you have it. That is our NFL Week 10 preview. Which game are you looking at the most? I'm liking that Browns Ravens game. I think that might be the biggest game this weekend.
Who do you got? Bills or Broncos?
Oh my gosh, I missed that game.
That's all right, I got you.
Okay, cool. Bills at Broncos. No, Broncos at Bills.
Yes.
That's Monday night. I don't usually do Monday night, but I'll say it. Probably the Bills.
I got the Bills. Because Josh Allen, he loses 1 week, wins 1 week. That's how he's been doing. But my biggest game, man, is you know it is. It's gonna be the 49ers and the Jaguars. Cause we're right there on top. I definitely don't want the Seahawks to jump over us. And I do respect the Jacksonville. Jacksonville has a good team. They're doing good things. I think that's going to be a great game. I'm looking forward to that.
Now, I did tease that could be a potential NFC championship game, but I think it might be the Eagles and the 49ers. Could that matchup happen again, you think?
Yeah. Anything is possible.
Can you guys stop the tush push?
Yeah, we can.
Which is interesting. There was a conversation last night on the Jersey Boys that they were discussing that Rex Ryan mentioned something on ESPN, how to stop that tush push. And apparently you got to place your hands in a certain position. And then, I don't know. I have to look back in the archives what Rex Ryan, but have you figured out how to stop it?
Just knock him out. Just knock him out. Just jump. Whatever you got to do, man. Just not. We got the guys. I've seen some games where we had the guys like first and goal, and they thought they was gonna get in the end zone, and they didn't do it. We stopped them. All right, and so we can do that. We can do.
I think Niners could be that one team that can stop the Eagles.
I'm just saying. Look, I'm gonna tell you this. When you're doing that tush and push and you look up and you see these boys coming, you might just fumble the ball or misplace the ball or drop the ball. That can happen too. Or you could get that ball punched out. But either way, we got some good defense guys on our team. And we got Debo back, okay?
Which is a big piece.
That is a humongous piece. We got him back, so... Yeah,
there you go. We got a few comments from our YouTube from Maker of Chaos 12. Says Ray loves it when his team is on top.
Oh yeah, he knows it. He knows I'm a huge 49er fan, and yes, I do like when my 49ers are on top.
He also said he likes when they work hard to get the ball.
Yeah, yes, that is very true. That's true.
There you have it. Well, we'll wish us best. I will have to say before we leave, my Miami cannot beat the big games. They probably cannot beat your team either, but we got to work on that. We could beat teams under 500.
I told Aaron that they got that rookie running back. That is amazing. And no disrespects to the other running back. He's good too. But I'm telling you, you get this other guy and then you get these boys running,
it's game over.
It's game over.
And it's interesting, like, I've been hearing this also from last night's show, that I guess there's a lot of focus on Tyreek Hill's record. Mm-hmm. Maybe we should start focusing on the team itself, you know?
I agree. I agree. But Miami going to be there, man. They're going to get in the playoffs. They're going to make it the playoffs.
We'll see if we win that first game. That's the key thing, if we can win the playoffs. So there you have it. Week 10, midseason. A few teams that out this week, and of course are the Rams and Miami, as we talked about. So we're looking forward to what's going to happen. And a lot of say, a lot of hear. Let's see what happens. A lot of previews, potential playoff games that could come on. But hey, it's only a couple months away, so we're still trying to figure out which teams are a threat.
Gotcha. Shout out to my boy Cali Drew Voss. He said, "Go Steelers! I got your Steelers beating the Packers, man. Don't worry, Cali. I got your Steelers beating the Packers."
Cali Drew Voss, of course, he's California. Loves the Steelers. Do you think Mike Tomlin should stay, or do you think, hey, we need to move on and get some new ideas?
I think they need to move on, man. I think they need to move.
I agree. He's been there for 20 years.
Been there 20 years. Come on. Like, and I get it. They look better either, by the way. They love the whole line, but if I'm an owner of a team, you know, and I'm paying millions of dollars.
Top dollar.
Like top dollars to guys. You know, I just don't want, like, you know, oh man, we did, you know, almost did it. Oh, we don't. No, you
gotta go all the way
to win, to go all the way. And so, you know, but hey, I guarantee he could get another job. He's an excellent mind, NFL mind. He's done a lot. I just think sometimes it's good to out with the old and get in the new.
I agree. And we have one more comment before we go from Simply Pond Gaming.
Remember, all these gamers. After I die, everyone runs scared. Yeah.
Well, there you have it. Ray Sherrod, what is the best way to reach you online? Also, how can people watch your gaming?
You know, yes, I do some game streaming. I'm RayRay3473 on Twitch TV, or Ray Sherrod, the gaming cyborg, on YouTube. Ray3473 on Threads. And I also have a Discord where I hang out, and most of these lunatics, I know they're in the cyborg Discord right now. They're all in the chat, and I appreciate you guys. Hey, you guys, make sure you follow Sportscast and Santiago Leon, because this is the man right here. You guys show this guy some love and follow all his channels on Twitch, on YouTube, everywhere. Follow Facebook, follow this man, because this is great. This is a good network.
I appreciate it, Ray. You can follow us on the Sportscast One on X and Instagram, or go to our website, thesportscast.net, and we'll be looking at college football this weekend, and of course NFL week 10. And never give up on sports. We had actually a sports equinox a week or 2 weeks ago, with all the leagues played at the same time: MLS, wow, NHL, NBA, NFL. My friend Ryan doesn't think MLS should be included in that equinox, but I think it should.
Wow.
MLS is like a stamp league. It's been around for 25 years. Why not?
Yeah. Hey. You know, happy Veterans Day, Dad. I miss you. Absolutely. I love you. Thank you for your service, Dad. I miss you. I love you. And all the other vets out there, thank you so much.
Well, there you have it, Ray. I appreciate you coming on to the Sportscast.